Hey everyone, I'm Madonna and this is David, and we're going to talk about mitochondrial disease today.
Oh, area of my specialty, not really.
Well, no, well, the mitochondria, every single cell in the body has got mitochondria in it, and some areas of the body have got more mitochondria than the other, and the number one is the good old heart.
Isn't that interesting? So there's a cut. There's another thing like that. So because I was actually watching a podcast that had a lot about my mitochondria. What's the name of that guy?
Gary Brecker with Joe Rogan.
Yeah, well, I think it might have been. It was him anyway,
Well,
and I.
Gary Brecker, anyway. Yep.
Yeah, and I just so I listen to podcasts when I do the housework, so that got me through the washing. And no, but really, but there was something interesting that I noticed, a similarity that they've discovered recently, that mitochondria was traditionally just thought to be in your lower intestine. And if people think of it, they're thinking intestines, right?
No. Well, from a naturopathic perspective, we've known about
I
mitochondria
know,
everywhere
but from
forever.
a layman's point of view, you're thinking gut bacteria because that's how it's explained, right? And
I.
in the diagrams, when you see the picture, they usually give an example of this comes from the intestine. This is what I see.
Huh,
So
I've never seen
you
that.
know all about it. So when you start
That's
and
funny.
you try to and you look at the diagrams people put up, they'll show little things with these little spiky things coming out and coming through, something like
Yeah, so the mitochondria in the gut and intestine, obviously crucial. Every single cell in the body contains mitochondria.
Right,
And it's like the,
and it's often explained like that. So me, I don't have any qualifications in that physical. And so what I hear, because I hear a lot of people talking about this, I hear that it's mainly in the gut, and the fact that it's extended out, and you say the heart.
well, every single cell in the body has, like the
Right.
neurons in the brain,
Okay, so
you know,
they're
your
inside
liver,
the
your
cell.
every, yeah,
So
every cell
I got
has
it mixed up
mitochondria
with
inside it.
what's the
Oh,
other
the
thing?
microbiome. Well,
Microbiome.
funnily enough, the microbiome. So let's go back to the
Oh
gut for
no,
a
here we go,
sec.
because there's something I want to draw out of this. So mitochondria is.
The mitochondria is the part within a cell that creates the ATP, which is the energy
Right, it's
molecule.
inside it. Yeah, that's
Yes.
right. Okay.
Yeah. And the more mitochondria per cell, the healthier the cell is. So lots of
Whereas
things.
microbiome is a fixed thing inside a cell that have little
Well,
things that.
there are different microbiomes all around the body. So going back 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago, they thought it was only in the gut.
This
And there can
is
be
what I this is
somewhere
what
between 2 and 5 kilos of microbiome, bacteria, biome. The viral activity, the parasites, the fungus, the candida, all of that sort of stuff. So that can be 2 to 5 kilos
Right. So
within
that's
the intestines.
microbiome. Now mitochondria.
Mitochondria are the building, they're the energy producing function within a cell.
Right.
So, for example, something like a heart attack or damage because of the jabs will affect the mitochondria within the heart.
But also there's so with these ideas that say the microbiome within
In
the
the gut, yep.
intestine, so this extension that comes out to the rest of the body, is that the same with mitochondria? Has that been discovered too, that it was originally and now we're finding it?
Well, certainly from a naturopathic perspective, we've known about it for decades. But it does, like even with leaky gut, you know, there's this concept of leaky gut. They proved that medically in 2017.
Right,
But
whereas
I've known
you
about
were
it
talking
for
about that.
30 years,
Yeah, I
you
remember you
know, and that
talking
was
about
in my
20, 30
medical
years
training
ago.
35 years ago.
Right.
So, you know,
So it was
natural.
within everyone's training too, so really people did know about it.
No, not doctors,
Right.
because they're not taught this stuff. They're taught about medications.
Well, let's go, because there's just some other things that are like that. Like, for example, they found that nerves, there's the traditional nerve lines, the
Yes.
ones that sort of imitate the blood vessels. You see them in the diagram. Well, they've also found nervous system components all throughout the body too,
Yes.
and especially using things like the vagus nerve, which I can't really understand why they wouldn't have had that in diagrams before, because it's so big.
The vagus nerve is around every
Yeah, I
single
know, that's
organ
right.
of the
And it's
body.
massive. So they found a lot of things that are around the body, and another thing they find around the body are all types of neuroreceptors.
Absolutely.
But they didn't know that before either.
Like the cannabinoid system. So
So,
back in 1974,
which is why,
Nixon.
which is, and if that wasn't true, you couldn't put, how people would say nicotine patches on?
Yeah.
Because it's all around your body.
Yes.
Because it could all go, because the way these things were traditionally understood
Are
was
you
that.
saying it's not going to stay in the muscle of the
Hey, I'm not going to make any jokes that it'll insult the medical profession or the government.
Well, in
Gatekeepers.
1974, President Nixon actually wanted to prove that cannabis was bad for people, and I'm thinking cannabinoids. So what he did was basically got this study going, and by the end of the study, the scientists went, "Holy crap! Not only does it not cause cancer, but it's really good." And I think the three that they particularly found it was good for were breast cancer, prostate cancer, and liver cancer.
Was
That might
that
be wrong, but 1974. So 52 years ago. And so they basically
But
hid that.
Nixon didn't do that. He
Yeah.
started the war. He
No.
started.
Yeah, it was a war on cannabis.
Yeah, he started that.
Yeah,
And they were
exactly. That's
sad.
what I'm saying. So 52 years
That
ago
was
they
already
knew.
going because they were making films.
Oh, 1935
What
started
was
the
it? What
propaganda
was it
against
all?
cannabis
Yeah.
because that was the same time they were trying to push chemotherapy and
Oh, but
radiation.
that's not all, because I studied this particularly. The other thing was they found that the people who used cannabis were the Asians, right? Because the Chinese.
Oh,
Yeah,
I didn't
so
know that.
no, I studied the history of this because I'm very interested in. So the Reefer Madness, it was called, and it was in the 60s, and ads started coming out that were saying cannabis will go make you go crazy. And except the thing was, it was that what was really happening is the Chinese, right, were bringing it, because they were like working on the railroads and doing all sorts of work, and it was the Chinese community that were smoking it, and the black people were starting to smoke it.
Right.
Smoke weed in America, smoke pot. And so they had this medicine, and if it was white people smoking it, it wouldn't have been such a big deal. But there was a whole racist component to it. And this
Right.
is true. And I, because I read the history on this when I was studying counseling. And there was even more to it than that. It was like even more insidious. It was that it was generally, it was like there was a racist element so that drugs, when they categorized them, it was the evil, because you saw the ads and they were like black people in the ads, so
Yeah, right.
there was a very racist element. And even though the white people didn't take it, but I know a bit of history about this. So I had a friend who's, well retired and almost dead now, but him and a friend, right, heard about a Chinese campsite, right, where all this natural cannabis grew, and it was south of Sydney, right, on a river. And they heard about it, and this is in like 1966.
Yep.
And they took potato sacks and they filled them up with dope buds,
Yep.
right? And they hitchhiked all the way back to Sydney with these potato bags full of cannabis, because back then no one knew what it was. It didn't really exist in Australia,
Right.
right? And this is where in Australia, in Sydney. And so this was like the beginning of the whole
Huh.
thing. And this guy had been to America too, and he brought back people who started making the first LSD here. Well, I
Right.
know this is like, 60 years ago, but he was just telling me the story how they hitchhiked, and they found, because Chinese people who were doing the gold mining, they'd smoke it because it was a normal part of their culture.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And in India too, because it grows naturally there, it's a part of both of those cultures, and they've always used it
Well,
as a as a medicine.
one of my friends was saying that THC is only psychoactive once it's heated. So it's
Yes.
actually not psychoactive if it's just in an oil.
It's less psychoactive, so it's more so psychoactive the more that you heat it up.
Yeah, right.
And so when because there's an oxidizing effect, so if you boil it even to 100 degrees, it doesn't do very much if
Right.
you make a tea out of it. So that's really mild, you'll get the CB, but you don't get the more
I really should have had some brownies in
Right,
Jamaica.
but the stronger cannabinoids, well, if it's, well, some people don't like it. I mean,
Yeah.
people don't like being stoned,
Yeah.
they'd rather be a bit pissy, but because a lot of people don't like it too used to it, because it makes you a bit paranoid. People don't like anxiety,
Yeah.
and so it's like
Well, one of my other friends was saying that she really likes the CBG. Makes her feel really calm and mellow and chilled out. So that, because there's a whole family of cannabinoids, and one of the.
That's right. And different processes release different parts of it. Like, for
Yes.
example, if there's something called CBD, someone told me about it, but when you make it really hot, you get this one out,
Yeah.
right? So for example, the way people do it is that, like, if you heat it up, if you boil it, you get a really mild effect, but it brings out this one component
Right.
at about 100 degrees. The reason they burn it is because you need to get it up to about 200 or 300 degrees to release the psychoactive part.
Right.
Psychoactive is what you call it, because that's what When we started at uni, we were studying psychoactive substances,
Yeah.
and coffee's the most used psychoactive substance in the world,
Yeah.
right? But to get the THC out, we're looking at a psychoactive substance,
Right.
and to get that out, that means more heat. And so what they do is they smoke it by, they smoke it in a pipe or in a joint or in a inhaler,
Yep.
diffuser, which isn't as hot, but that's enough to get the CBD oil. And I think it's about 180, 200 degrees. But then what they do is to get it even stronger, I think it's called CB12 or something, but they'll put it in really hot, like in a pan dry, right? And then get it really hot and turn it over. And then like at the oil, put like olive oil or high burn oil, and then that makes it really strong.
Yeah,
So
right.
getting and so there's and the bits that help with can you know because they use it for cancer and thing, but they get people to eat whole plants.
Yeah.
Like you need a lot of it to sort of work with that, but people are using it. I've seen.
Because I've been wondering about the THCV, so the tetrahydrocannabivarin. So it's similar to THC, but it particularly helps with appetite suppression and energy booster blood sugar regulation. So for people having an issue with, so a lot of medications because they increase appetite. And then people put on, one of my young men at the moment, he's put on 43 kilos in the last year,
From taking
with
CBD.
no, from taking a pharmaceutical for psychosis. So, an antipsychotic,
Well, there you go. If you want to
So
put, if
imagine
you
if
want to
you're
put on
able
weight,
to,
just go on antidepressants because they make everyone
oh
fat.
yeah, so it's
No, but they do. Everyone I know, they just put on weight really quickly, and
Yeah, so there's it is funny, isn't it? So there's so many varieties
that's
and it'll be
funny.
interesting to
But that doesn't. But the most the first thing I saw it being used for in a popular way while it was still illegal was for treatment with what's the radioactive
Oh, radiation.
chemo,
Yeah, so people feeling
because
nausea.
well, not only nausea, but it stops the vomiting as well,
Yeah, right.
and it stops the nausea feeling. And also the other problem with
Yeah, because it's a muscle relaxant, so therefore those stomach muscles that are, oh,
that's one thing,
woo,
but
so it
also
relaxes the vagus nerve, no
yeah,
doubt.
because with the nausea, people's appetites are suppressed.
Yeah.
Right, so it actually brings back appetite, which is
Yeah.
the munchies, and that's really good because people with chemo, all their muscle definition just
Actually,
disappears. They become really skinny,
one of my ladies who's been through some
and
really
well,
nasty chemo the last few years,
it's the best thing for that, and that's what it was
but
originally.
she used the matured hops bitter extract and that just calmed her. She only needed one a day for 4 days and it just calmed the farm and she was able to get her appetite back and stopped feeling nauseous and vomiting. So, yeah, and of course, the matured hops bitter extract, that's part of what it does as well,
And
is
there's that.
tones the
So,
vagus nerve.
in the studies, they actually say that there's no actual pain relief with it, like other drugs, like with things like,
Really?
yeah, this is really interesting. Like the studies, there's a lot of variability in the studies on cannabis, but they find that because
Because
it's
it's
not,
generally the THC that's used for pain
yeah, I
relief.
know, but it's not actually pain relief the same as what an opioid does or what
Right.
a. Because it actually sort of fixes the pain by making people feel better,
Right.
right? And so that's why. So I always wonder about the CBD oils, which are without the psychoactive thing, because it's the psychoactive thing that helps people when you're feeling depressed, or because they treat it for depression and anxiety. Because when you've got those things, it actually just makes people feel better,
Yeah.
and
Whereas
it's that
THC helps by
feeling
working on the
better.
CB1 and CB2 endocannabinoid receptors.
Well, most of it has all of them in it. So you're getting a bit of,
Well, it depends how they're isolated.
well, if they isolate them,
Yeah.
but if you use something that's normally just grown in the bush, it's got a wide range of different things, and
Yeah.
it depending on how you cook it will depend on what you get out of it.
Yeah, because those. The CBD, CB1 and CB2 receptors are in the brain, the spinal cord, and peripheral nerve. So, about 5, 10 years ago, there was a guy who did a study and he looked at different types of pain in the body, and 99% of them were not local in the body. So,
Right.
you might feel head to toe pain with fibromyalgia, but it manifests in the brain. You might have foot pain, but it manifests in the brain.
And
You
that's
might have uterine pain, but it manifests in the
that might
brain.
be why THC turns out to be such a good
Must
pain
work on the
reliever.
vagus nerve.
I don't know.
Anyway, so yeah, so it does work on the peripheral nerve,
Well,
spinal cord, and
the thing is
brain.
this, that the research on it is always scattered.
Yes.
because it's been illegal in a lot of places. And not only that, those drugs, they weren't allowed to be studied formally,
Yes.
just like LSD until recently and MDMA.
Well, it's still a Category 1 drug in America, which means not only is it regulated medically, but it also can't, it's illegal to do studies on it,
Right.
which
Well,
is
here in Australia,
hilarious.
the councils are allowed to do they're allowed to do training now on helping people do treatments with psychotics, like what are they called, magic
Oh,
mushrooms?
yeah, the medicinal
Because they
mushrooms.
don't have
Yeah.
LSD anymore, but they've got the psilocybin, but also to treat people in sessions using those things
Yeah.
and MDMA,
Yeah.
because then they were always made for that. And if
Yeah.
you look up how MDMA was synthesized, it was originally,
MDMA. So what's MDMA?
well, it was a well, how it came about was there was just a guy, and he was a scientist, and he had a list of hey Teddy, a list of performing enhancement.
MDMA, performance
He
enhancing.
just had a list of drugs that he was testing that the German government in the First World War was seeing if they could use as performance enhancing drugs,
Right.
like they use methamphetamines,
Yes.
right? And so it all armies use methamphetamines
Yes.
to for performing. And so he had this list, and there's this one MDMA, and said, not useful for
Right.
performance
Yeah,
enhancing.
okay.
And so he
Interesting.
just tried it, and he tried it, and he went, wow. And so what he did, he was doing couple therapy, and he started giving it to his couples customers.
Yeah, right.
And then the couples started getting really like into each other. And he's like after two or three sessions, he was getting the outcomes of a year's worth of talking therapy.
Wow.
Really true. So he started sending to his couples friends, and they're all getting the same results. But at the same time, it became the party drug,
Right.
ecstasy, and it became classified as a category,
Right.
and they weren't allowed to research it anymore. But that's where it started. It started with one scientist looking at it, who was a couple therapist and doing couples work
Right.
and getting really good outcomes.
Cool.
But it's still a but it's still the problem is the propaganda, like the Reefer
Yeah,
Mac, is still
totally.
an evil thing. And
Yeah.
so, because I had a friend who was a doctor who was a drug therapist, and about 15 years ago, I was talking about it, and he goes, "But they've taken our best drugs." I go, "What
Yeah.
do you mean?" He goes, "Look up the research on the initial experiments with LSD and MDMA and
Yeah.
how beneficial they were and the reason they took them off."
Yeah, doctor, there's a Dr. Naomi Wolf, and she was talking about MDMA last week, saying that it
Right.
got the bad reputation as a date rape drug. Is that right?
Well, I don't know if that. I
No,
guess
but that's how they
MDMA.
is no wrong one.
No, that's probably what they do. But there's
But you
negative
know,
propaganda
ne
because
negative propaganda.
everybody's afraid.
Anyway, but
Anyway.
anyway, nice chat. Cool. Thanks, David.
Okay.
Bye.